Welcome to Tiger Stadium in Detroit, for the game between the Milwaukee Brewers and the Detroit Tigers. Here are the starting lineups. For the Milwaukee Brewers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The third baseman, Paul Molitor. Batting second. The left fielder, Jeffrey Leonard. Batting third. The center fielder, Robin Yount. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Rob Deer. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Greg Brock. Batting sixth. The DH, Joey Meyer. Batting seventh. The catcher, BJ Surhoff. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Gary Sheffield. Batting ninth. The second baseman, Jim Gantner. Pitching for the Milwaukee Brewers, Teddy Higuera. For the Detroit Tigers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Gary Pettis. Batting second. The shortstop, Luis Salazar. Batting third. The left fielder, Fred Lynn. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Chet Lemon. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Ray Knight. Batting sixth. The DH, Larry Herndon. Batting seventh. The catcher, Mike Heath. Batting eighth. The third baseman, Tom Brookins. Batting ninth. The second baseman, Jim Wallowander. Pitching for the Detroit Tigers, Walt Terrell. And now, play ball. Paul Molitor is at the plate with a count of 3-0. Molitor takes first base on ball 4. Jeffrey Leonard is at the plate with a count of 0-1. Leonard hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Wallowander reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Robin Yount is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Yount strikes out. There goes Molitor. The throw from Heath to Salazar, and Molitor is out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Brewers nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Gary Pettis is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Pettis hits a fly ball into right field. Deer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Luis Salazar is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Salazar hits a fly ball into center field. Yount settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Fred Lynn is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Lynn hits a fly ball into center field. Yount settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Brewers nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Rob Deer is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Deer strikes out. One out. Greg Brock is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Brock hits a ball on the ground towards first. Knight scoops it up and throws to first, with Durrell covering, for the out. Two outs. Joey Meyer is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Meyer strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Brewers nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Chet Lemon is at the plate with a count of 0-2. Lemon strikes out. Surhoff drops the ball, but quickly picks it up and throws Lemon out. One out. Ray Knight is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Knight hits a fly ball into left field. Leonard settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Larry Herndon is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Herndon takes first base on ball 4. Mike Heath is at the plate with a count of 0-1. Heath hits a fly ball into center field. Yount settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Brewers nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. BJ Surhoff is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Surhoff hits a fly ball into left field for a base hit. Gary Sheffield is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Sheffield hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Wallewander fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Jim Gantner batting right, is at the plate with a count of two balls and one strike. Gantner hits a ball on the ground towards third. Brookins fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning three, with the score, the Brewers nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Tom Brookins is at the plate with a count of three balls and two strikes. Brookins hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Higuera fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Jim Wallewander is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Wallewander hits a line drive towards third. Molitor reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Gary Pettis is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Pettis is 0 for 1 in the game. Pettis is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Brewers nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Paul Molitor is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Molitor is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Molitor hits a fly ball into center field. Pettis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jeffrey Leonard is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Leonard is 0 for 1 in the game. Leonard hits a fly ball into center field. Pettis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Robin Yount batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Yount is 0 for 1 in the game. Yount hits a fly ball into center field. Pettis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Brewers nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Luis Salazar is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Salazar is 0 for 1 in the game. Salazar hits a fly ball into center field. Yount settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Fred Lynn is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Lynn is 0 for 1 in the game. Lynn hits a ball on the ground towards first. Brock scoops it up and throws to first, with Higuera covering, for the out. Two outs. Chet Lemon is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Lemon is 0 for 1 in the game. Lemon takes first base on ball 4. Ray Knight is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Knight is 0 for 1 in the game. Knight is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Brewers nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Rob Deer is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Deer is 0 for 1 in the game. Deer takes first base on ball 4. Greg Brock is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Brock is 0 for 1 in the game. Brock hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Wallewander scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Deer moves to second. One out. Joey Meyer is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Meyer is 0 for 1 in the game. Meyer takes first base on ball 4. BJ Surhoff is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Surhoff is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Surhoff hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A 3-run home run. It's 3-0, Brewers. Gary Sheffield is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Sheffield is 0 for 1 in the game. Sheffield hits a fly ball into center field. Pettis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Gantner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gantner is 0-for-1 in the game. Gantner hits a fly ball into left field. Lynn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Brewers 3, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Larry Herndon is at the plate with a count of 1-1. Herndon is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Herndon hits a ball on the ground towards short. Sheffield scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Mike Heath is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Heath is 0-for-1 in the game. Heath hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Tom Brookins is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Brookins is 0-for-1 in the game. Brookins strikes out. Two outs. Jim Wallowander batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2-1. Wallowander is 0-for-1 in the game. Wallowander hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gantner fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Brewers 3, and the Tigers nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Paul Molitor batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2-1. Molitor is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Molitor hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 4-0. Brewers. Jeffrey Leonard is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Leonard is 0-for-2 in the game. Leonard hits a ball on the ground towards third. Brookins fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Robin Yount is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Yount is 0-for-2 in the game. Yount hits a ball on the ground into right field, out of the reach of Lemon. Yount reaches second base with a double. Rob Deere is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Deere is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Deere hits a ball on the ground towards third. Brookins fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Greg Brock is at the plate with a count of 3-0. Brock is 0-for-2 in the game. Brock is walked intentionally. Joey Meyer is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Meyer is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Meyer hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Lynn. Meyer reaches second base with a double. Yount scores. Brock moves to third. It's 5-0, Brewers. Paul Gibson now pitching. B.J. Surhoff is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Surhoff is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Surhoff hits a ball on the ground towards first. Knight scoops it up and throws to first, with Gibson covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Brewers 5, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Gary Pettis is at the plate with a count of 1-0. Pettis is 0-for-2 in the game. Pettis hits a ball on the ground towards third. Molitor fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Luis Salazar is at the plate with a count of 2-0. Salazar is 0-for-2 in the game. Salazar hits a fly ball into center field. Yount settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Fred Lynn is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Lynn is 0-for-2 in the game. Lynn strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Brewers 5, and the Tigers nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Gary Sheffield is at the plate with a count of 0-1. Sheffield is 0-for-2 in the game. Sheffield hits a fly ball into center field. Pettis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Gantner is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Gantner is 0-for-2 in the game. Gantner is called out on strikes. two outs. Paul Molitor batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Molitor is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Molitor takes first base on ball 4. Jeffrey Leonard is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. There goes Molitor. The throw from Heath and he is safe. Molitor steals second. Jeffrey Leonard is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Leonard is 0 for 3 in the game. Leonard takes first base on ball 4. Robin Yount is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Yount is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Yount hits a fly ball into left field. Lynn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Brewers 5, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Chet Lemon is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Lemon is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Lemon hits a ball on the ground towards third. Molitor fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Ray Knight is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 0 strikes. Knight is 0 for 2 in the game. Knight hits a ball on the ground towards third. Molitor fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Larry Herndon is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Herndon is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Herndon is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Brewers 5, and the Tigers nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Rob Deer is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Deer is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Deer strikes out. One out. Greg Brock is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Brock is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Brock hits a pop-up towards third. Brookins settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Joey Meyer is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Meyer is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Meyer hits a ball on the ground towards third. Brookins fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Brewers 5, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Chuck Krim now pitching. Mike Heath is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Heath is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Heath is called out on strikes. One out. Tom Brookins is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Brookins is 0 for 2 in the game. Brookins hits a fly ball into right field for a base hit. Jim Wallowander is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Wallowander is 0 for 2 in the game. Wallowander hits a ball on the ground towards first. Brock scoops it up and throws to first, with Krim covering, for the out. Brookins moves to second. Two outs. Dwayne Murphy pinch hits for Gary Pettis. Dwayne Murphy is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Murphy hits a fly ball into left field. Leonard settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Brewers 5, and the Tigers nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Dwayne Murphy now playing center field. Guillermo Hernandez now pitching. BJ Surhoff is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Surhoff is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Surhoff hits a fly ball into left field. Lynn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Gary Sheffield is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Sheffield is 0 for 3 in the game. Sheffield hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Hernandez fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jim Gantner is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Gantner is 0 for 3 in the game. Gantner hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Wallewander fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Paul Molitor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Gantner. The throw from Heath and he is safe. Gantner steals second. Mark Huseman now pitching. Paul Molitor is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Molitor is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run and two walks. He's got one RBI. Molitor hits a fly ball into center field for a base hit. Gantner scores. It's 6-0, Brewers. Jeffrey Leonard is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Leonard is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Leonard hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Huseman fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Brewers 6, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Bill Beane pinch hits for Luis Salazar. Bill Beane batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Beane hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Fred Lynn is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Lynn is 0-for-3 in the game. Lynn hits a pop-up beyond third. Molitor can't reach the ball in time. That's a base hit. Beane moves to third. Chet Lemon is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Lemon is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Lemon hits a fly ball into center field. Yount settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Beane tags and scores. One out. It's 6-1, Brewers. Scott Lusarder pinch hits for Ray Knight. Scott Lusarder is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Lusarder hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gantner fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Darrell Evans pinch hits for Larry Herndon. Darrell Evans is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Evans hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Molitor settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Milwaukee Brewers, 6, and Detroit Tigers, 1. Goodbye from Tiger Stadium in Detroit.